Hello and welcome to Hardcover Hoes, a long-distance book club where two book lovers express their feelings on their book of the moment via podcast. I am one half of your host, Sam Cabrera-Dixon.
And I am Sammy Skorstad.
Together we have combed through book talk, combined our to-be-read lists, and now we intend to make our way through them one book at a time. We'd love for you to come along with us and join the discussion.
The book of the moment for today's episode is Those Who Wait by Haley Cass. Just a forewarning for those of you listening, this is not a spoiler-free zone. We will be discussing this book in all of its glory, which of course includes revealing the ending. Haley lives in Massachusetts, where she has a love-hate relationship with the weather extremities, but would also hate to live somewhere without fall foliage. She spends most of her time watching too much television with her friends and thinking about the future. Her mother likes to talk about the time she wrote her first story while sitting under the kitchen table for privacy. 20 years later, she still likes to write, but is slightly too tall to sit under the kitchen table.
So cute.
That is cute.
Before we jump into discussing our own thoughts and feelings regarding this book, I'm going to go ahead and read through the blurb on the back of the book for the sake of contextualizing it. Quote, Sutton Spencer's ideas for her life were fairly simple. Finish graduate school and fall in love. It would be a lot simpler if she could pinpoint exactly what she should do when she graduates in less than a year. Oh, and if she can figure out how to talk to a woman without feeling completely hopeless, that would be great too. Charlotte Thompson is very much the opposite. She's always had a clear steps outlining her path to success with no time or inclination for romance. Her burgeoning, is that how you say the word? Yeah.
Yeah.
Burgeoning career in politics means everything to her, and she's not willing to compromise it for something as insignificant as love. Fleeting, casual, and discreet worked perfectly fine. When they meet through a dating app, it's immediately clear that they aren't suited for anything more than friendship, right? Question mark. And without any further ado, let's get into it. There were no trigger warnings, but I feel like this was kind of mild. Was there something that you can think of? I feel like since this book was mainly EPUB, it's not very widely read yet. Mm-mm. So there was nothing on the trigger warning website, and there were also no like blog posts about it. But also okay. I felt like it was kind of a tame book. Like, it wasn't...
It was pretty tame.
There was, the idea of perhaps homophobia.
But no active
But no homophobia. Active homophobia. Yeah. It was kind of refreshing.
This was such a happy read.
Yeah, like, I mean, reference to, like, politics, but, like, it was pretty tame also.
Mm-hmm.
There was kind of unwanted advances from that one politician guy, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, he was kind of just gross. Creepy men in politics. Trigger warning.
Yeah. But even that wasn't, like, super
played intense. Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree. But, you know, worth it to mention.
Okay.
So I read this book back in March, I think.
Earlier, because I started listening to the audiobook in February the first time.
Oh, lol. So I read it in January.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a long time ago. Yeah. It felt like sooner, I guess. Although, literally, when we were talking about covering it, I was like, I can't remember a single character name. So perhaps. Perhaps I need
it has been. Yeah.
Yeah. But so this was one of those ones where it was just like a cute cover. And it wasn't before. But I remember seeing the first cover, which is just like it used to be just like a cell phone. But it was like a real person's hand holding a cell phone.
Mm.
And it looked boring. But yeah. I did see it on Twitter, that version. A couple of times, and was like, I mean, a lot of people are reading this, but the cover is ugly, so I'm not gonna pick it up. Mm-hmm. And then they switched the cover to the cute, like very cute pinky purple.
Pink, yeah.
Yeah, with their two heads on it, and there's text bubbles. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is so cute. And it had a corresponding audiobook that was available. So I listened to it on a flight, I think. I must have been coming home from the Harry concert, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yes.
And I was like, one, I couldn't see how long it was because it was a new EPUB. So it said just like location and then it's like a crazy number. Uh-huh. So it wasn't like page numbers. But I remember being like, this is taking me a while to read it. And I feel like it shouldn't. Like, it's just a romance. And then I remember talking to you and being like, I think it's 600 and something pages long.
Yeah. No, because I was – the audiobook is like 24 hours long.
Yeah. I know. It's I tried to listen to it again, and it was like, oh, okay, I'm not getting through this.
Also, though, like, that was the one thing I hated about this book was the audiobook. The woman reading it
Yes.
I could not stand.
When she does Sutton's voice.
Nope.
I agree. And then also when she does from Sutton's POV, listening to Charlotte's voice.
Charlotte's voice, especially when they're trying to be sexy.
Yes, the like high-pitched line.
I know. It's so, so bad.
I'm so glad you felt the same way.
No, I put it on like 3x speed. That was the only way I could get through it.
No, literally though. Literally though. No, the way the audiobook narrator, I think perhaps a different choice would have been better, or just a different execution.
Yes. That was my only, quite literally my only complaint with this book. And it was like the technicalities of the audiobook.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that I didn't know what to expect, but I remember it within like the first 2 chapters when we're meeting Sutton and we're meeting Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
And you get like this funny, oh no, it's like a dating app situation. At first, I was not sure if I liked Sutton.
Okay.
Because I don't like the like insanely insecure, nervous vibes. But when she gets like more confident throughout, I was like, okay, everything's fine.
See, I could just relate to Sutton. I think
some of it I could relate to, but some of it I was like, okay, that's girl, a bit we much. Get it. Yeah. We get it. You're not like other girls. You don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
I got you. But it was only to a certain extent. And then she got better. But within those first few chapters, you learn like, oh, Charlotte's interests are like political and this and that. I was like, oh my God, someone put a bit of me in this book. Mm-hmm. What's going on? Mm-hmm. We got New York City. We got politics. And then the other ones.
We got queers.
Grad school student with literature. Yeah, we got the queers. It's so fun. It's so fun. So I was really like immediately sucked in, I felt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think because you read it really fast and then you were like, Sammy, you have to read this. And then I was like, okay.
My main rec was for the smut.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. So I got through like a little over half of it, I think. Mm-hmm. Initially, like my first time listening to it while I was driving,
you were at like 66%.
Yeah, and then I listened to it a little bit more, and then that's when I like fell off reading, and then it was like only the stuff for the pod, and I knew we were going to cover this, and it was going to be the dark era. Yes. And then I finally sat back down and finished it, and I really like picked it back up.
Yeah.
I was like jumped right back into it, which is a test. Like I remembered shit from months ago.
Right.
Like I was very much into this. Very much. Sorry.
It's okay.
My brain. but I'm this book, the smut, the smut, the tension. something else. It had been a while since I had like good like woman loving woman smut.
Yeah, and I think like it's so hard to find them lately.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's such a tendency for authors, and this is with regard to non-queer romances as well, but like to either lean so heavy on the smut that the plot is stupid.
Yes.
Or to lean so heavy on the plot that you fade to black. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So though this book is 600 pages long, I think it did the story justice for that reason. It was a good ratio of good smut to sticking to the plot and like having a plot there.
I think I really appreciated that the entire, it didn't skip over plot points either.
Yeah.
It was like very, like it covered Charlotte's entire run for the house.
Start to finish.
Start to finish with that. And like, I just felt it was like a well-developed plot and story. And it was such a big book because Haley Cass went all in on the smut and the plot. And so there
I really appreciate
more content.
Because,
it was just longer.
Yes, it was just longer. But and I think that's like a lot of times in the past when we've read like a 400 page normal cartoon cover romance vibes, we were always
400. Yeah.
Yeah, we've always said if this was just a little longer to work out that kink, to work out the like third act breakup that happened and like make us care again, you know, if it was just a little bit longer for one thing or another, it would have been really, really good. Right. And so I think that's why this worked so well. Like, it is long. And like, this is a book where when you're recommending a romance, most people are like, yeah, it's going to be 300 to 400 pages. Yeah. Not 670.
Something. Yeah. Yeah. No, like this is like, this is the length of like the Poppy War books. Like this is massive. It's giving
fantasy, like,
yeah, length. Like world building fantasy, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No. So it is a bit daunting, I think, to know the length, because I wanted to get the physical after I read the EPUB. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, excuse me? How many pages was that? What? So I think it's really funny.
I just went straight to the audiobook and I looked at it. I was like, holy shit, Sam, this is literally like a 24 hour long audiobook.
It's a day and a half. Like, it's a whole day of listening, but like, you know, gonna take you way longer than that. Which is funny. But also, I just thought it was like such a refreshing queer read.
Yeah.
Cause I think, like, obviously queer romance books are really having their moment right now.
Mm-hmm.
Versus like in the past, it was definitely like not as promoted, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But they're absolutely having their moment right now, and I feel like this is one that I never see passed around.
I don't. I know. I never really see it on book talk. Yeah,
like it's better than the ones that are being passed around.
Yeah,
like this is like from the recs that we've taken of like different WLW romances. I would say in the last year or so, like they've been okay. Mm-hmm. Like Delilah Green is okay. It's the other one was okay. Like they're okay. But this one is like so good. And it's just got every layer. Literally, I texted you yesterday because I was listening to the audiobook while I was working. And I was like, the tension in this book is like very perfect. Like very perfect. And I don't give that compliment lightly. You know, like, because I love the tension. Give me the tension. But the, like, the moments between Charlotte and Sutton where they're both thinking about how close they are to each other. Like, and then there's nothing that happens, but there is kind of, you know what I mean? Like, Charlotte will put her hand on Sutton's leg or whatever, and, you know, Sutton's dying, and Charlotte's like, I know what I'm doing, and I know that I'm doing it, but I can't make myself stop. Like, that's what you want in that kind of like to get the attraction across.
Yes, it's the perfect, especially for a woman loving woman thing, like this homoerotic friendship where it's like, what is she thinking? What am I thinking? What is, are we friends? Are we more, I know I'm attracted to you, but like, are we really, like, what is it? And like,
and the, also like, you've like, Sutton just discovered she's queer, and then she's like trying to navigate new friendships with queer women, which is like such a
impossible
unique, such a unique and yet all-encompassing experience. Like, every queer woman or queer person has felt this, like, to some extent. Like, what is friendship now? Like, there's so
I am still learning that too. I think I will spend a lifetime fucking that up and trying to figure that out, but
which is so funny but also not
so painful too.
All at the same time. But I just think like it was so well done to encompass that feeling, and I'm pretty sure like all of Hayley Cass's books are queer women.
Awesome.
She has one I just saw with like a pool table kind of cover.
Okay.
And I'm like, are you hitting more of my interests?
Yeah. Are we the same person?
Are we the same person, Hayley Cass? What's going on? So I'm very keen to like pick something else up that she's written, because if they're all like this one, she deserves way more attention than she's getting.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, I don't even think there is a physical of this book yet. Like, it's still just being indie published through Amazon, I think.
Do you think if this book gets picked up to actually get published, I'm gonna bet that the whoever wants to publish it is gonna want to cut it down.
Oh, probably.
And I don't want
there is a physical, but I think it's still through Amazon. Let's see. Kindle edition. There's a paperback for... Oh, wait, there was a paperback and I went to click it and it went away. Like the little...
What?
There's no physical right now. Because it said paperback, $17, and I went to click it and then it went away.
JK.
Paperback, one. $17.96. Okay, it came back. But weird. I want to... Who's your publisher? Gimme. It was published March 31st, 2020.
Yeah, I have not heard
people independently talking about this published. Book. Yeah, it's still indie. She should get picked up. I have full faith that she should. So, because this was so good, but I agree with you. I think they're going to want to cut it down for size. But I think that would not do that story justice if they did.
I know.
Because then also you get like all the little vague parts. Not vague. What's the word? Nuances. Nuances. Of like Dean and Caleb's relationship. You get like insight into Sutton's family and like her siblings and her mom and her dad. And I think like all of those things were so important because I can't care unless the characters feel like fully formed.
Yes. And they were so like, we understood who they were and why they were the way they were because we got insight into all of these pockets of lives.
Literally.
And it was so good, like their friendships. And then I also appreciated, you know, like the talk, like the political talks and like the political, like navigating, like a candidate, like all of that and the strategizing and everything, which was like, that's fun. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's not fun for everyone, but I enjoy that shit. And
I enjoy that shit too.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And I also like that, like their age. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like everything about this was correct. Like the way that it was executed was correct because, you know, when it's like, I love a young sapphic romance for the fact that like, we did not have those when we were growing up, you know what I mean? To the extent that they are popular now. But I also enjoy when they're in college, like, you know, I like these things, but I liked that it was like somebody in a career, right? And then like somebody finishing grad school and thinking about the next steps and like it was a very like perhaps like that's why it was so likable for me, but it was a very like, oh yeah, this is really relevant to where I'm at in my life now for both of these characters plus their romance and things like that. So I think it was a really like everything is so specific and I think it would be detrimental to the story if they started taking things out.
Hear that, publishing houses?
Hear that?
Don't fuck
I'll fight
with
for
it.
This book. I'll throw hands for Haley Cass. Okay. Before we move on to discuss the rest of Those Who Wait, let's listen to a quick word about the brand sponsoring today's episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's continue the conversation.
One thing, so this is interesting. I feel like I've been trying to make an active choice to engage in queer media where there isn't like this, someone's going to come out or someone has to stay in the closet or like, like I just want a happy story where being gay and coming out as gay is not like this.
The focal point.
Yes. And that was a big, that was a big point in this one, but I think it was done in a way that was a lot more tasteful and less frustrating than it is in like other queer media where it's like this huge, because like, I think that representation is also important in like giving examples of different ways people can come out or like take their time to come out or in like respect people's choices to stay in the closet for their safety or for their like certain aspects of success or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think this was done well though. And I loved the way Charlotte did end up coming out.
Right.
And
yes, and it was on her terms.
It was. It was, but it wasn't.
Yeah. It was like, yes, her hand is being forced, but she's like, instead of letting this come out in a way that they're going to paint it however they want to paint it, I'm going to, you know, grab the bull by the horns.
I'm sorry. I just choked on my spit. Anyways.
Cute.
Yeah. But also, because I started crying listening to this part. Because she's in this interview, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's in this interview at the end. Her and Sutton are done because Charlotte ended it because she was like, people are going to find out. Like, I have my plan. Like, let's just end it now before whatever. And then she's in this interview and she realizes they have a bunch of pictures up now of Charlotte and Sutton.
Yeah.
And all of like paparazzi photos or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Charlotte realizes how happy she looks in all of them. And I was like, oh my God, stop. And then she goes, she was like, she had a plan to like when she was going to be able to come out. Mm-hmm. Once she already had more success, when she was already like in the House of Reps, like, or like in the Senate even, I think. And, but before she ran for presidency or governor, I don't know. She had a whole timeline in her head.
Yeah, yeah.
But then she goes, I owe it to myself to win this race for the House of Reps as myself. And I just started crying.
I'm already crying.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? Because I think that itself turned the, like, I just have to do it, like, to get ahead of the story.
Yeah.
And so, like, it can be my narrative. Like, I'll come out on my own terms into this, like, no, this is, like, I owe it to myself to do this. Like, this is for me.
Yeah.
And, like, while it pushed her to that point, but it was, like, no, I need to be me for my own sake. Yeah. And, it was just so good.
It was really good. And I just, like, I also love, too, on the flip side of that, right, like, how Sutton comes out to her parents, at least to her mom, you know, where she's, like, her mom is about to ask her something, and she's like, fuck, she knows.
She knows.
I just gotta spit it out, and her mom's like,
yeah.
Okay. That wasn't what I was gonna say. And then she's like, you knew? And she's like, yeah, it's okay.
I love when parents are like, it's obvious. Yeah. We knew.
It was, you had X, Y, and Z. No, literally. My dad.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Kat. But I agree with you. I think that's one of those things, too, that did maybe lean more into the stereotypes that we see a lot in queer romances. Like you said, the like, oh, shit, if somebody finds out about us, you know, it kind of was giving, now that I'm thinking a little bit more, it was kind of giving Red, White, and Royal Blue.
A little like, bit.
A little bit. Minus the emails or whatever was the plot point there.
I don't even fucking remember. I don't know.
I don't either. I'm not.
I remember them fucking at the U.S. Open, and that is it.
I don't remember. I remember that is the
only.
Nothing.
That's the only scene I remember from that book.
All the time people quote the like history. Bet we could make some quote from that book, and I genuinely can't remember that. I have no idea what that's from, but I see it on T-shirts all the time, and I'm like, I know that that's from
Red, White, and Royal Blue, but
Red, White, and Royal Blue, but. Gun in my head, I could not tell you it really was.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's just the like political romance thing.
Yes.
But yes. I also thought like I really liked Charlotte's character. I like both of them a lot. But I really liked parts of Charlotte's character wherein like when she gets the invite to Sutton's dad's event thing and she's talking to her grandma about it, and her grandma's like, well, why have you not said yes yet? And Charlotte was like, I don't want to just say yes to this, like, if Sutton got me like invited. Sutton's the reason that I was invited. Like, I want to have been invited for my own merit. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, there's so many things about these characters that are like, you seem like such a fully formed human, like a real person. And even like Sutton being like, oh no, I don't know what to do with this internship thing, like her pros and cons list.
Yeah.
Like, you're so real for that.
It's just like, I feel like with some of these romance books, I think we've talked about this at times too, where like a character will make a decision or do something, and I'll just have this moment of like, why did they, like, that doesn't make
zero sense.
that makes zero sense for their character. Like, were we supposed to get to this point where, like, that does make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're not there.
We're not there.
Yeah. So,
but, like, this, again, it's longer. It's fully fledged. It's developed. And it the shit that they do and the thing, it just make everything, like, fits within the characters. And
yeah.
Which is so, just makes it such a better read.
It was really refreshing. Like, yeah. It's one of those ones where, as I kept going, I was waiting for, like, that initial, I don't know, like, novelty, like, excitement to wear off a little bit. Or I was mm-hmm. waiting for something to happen where I was like, oh, you lost me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because I think I'm just kind of cynical now when I get excited at the beginning of a book because sometimes it doesn't follow through.
Yeah.
But it was really one of those ones where I was, like, waiting for, is there going to be a point where I'm like, ah. Of course they had to go do that, but it right. there never was. Like, it was mm-mm. so, and, like, the ending,
there was, like, a proposal. There's a, yeah. like, the epilogue proposal, and yeah. I didn't hate it.
Yes, and it made sense, and the way mm-hmm. that Sutton was like, well, I don't want to do it if you just, like, if you didn't win, like,
right.
And but then, Charlotte and was like, I've known!
I knew you were going to do this. You literally sent the plans on an office computer. Silly, like, I saw them.
Silly.
But like, then she was like, so I wasn't sad because I didn't win. I was sad because I realized you weren't going to propose. And, like, I wanted you to.
I'm going to cry. Oh, my God. So I just cute. Love them. And I love that, like, there is truly something about, like, this particular trope that I really love, but, like, the way Charlotte was like, I don't do romance, like, I'm not, I'll do mm-hmm. a casual hookup, but, like, love is, I don't have the time for it, whatever.
Which
but
is then such every a day, played like, out trope,
it really is, but you know what? I fall for it every time,
yeah.
but, like, the way that she started to be jealous with mm-hmm. regard to Sutton and was like, why am I feeling
like, what the fuck is this?
What the fuck is this? Like, what? Like, going out of her way to go to that one coffee shop that they go to just yep. to, like, get lunch. Her coffee and yep. being like, oh, well, this kind of counted towards my lunch break hour, so I gotta go, but da-da-da. And, oh, is anybody sitting with you? Oh, I just want to make sure that nobody, like, I'm not in anybody's seat, you know? Come on, girl, be for real. But I just loved, like, the way that slowly her walls started to come down
mm-hmm.
and like you said, it is really played out in the romance genre, but I was eating it up. I was like, no, this is funny, this is cute. She's like, you know, Miss Big Balls politician, but at the end of the day she's like weak for Sutton Spencer.
So weak. And so again weak. This is just another fucking example of, like, because it is such a long book, there yeah. are so many, like, the development of those feelings and the way that
yeah.
like, the progression of everything was mm-hmm. so slow and over such a period of time, over so many interactions with yeah. them, it made so much more sense. And, like, there was yes. no rushing it. It was, like, that it was truly, like, this, it was kind of a slow burn, even though it was, like, yeah. burning like a fire from the start. It yeah. just, like, it still, like, it built up so well. And then,
yes.
I loved having all of these little interactions, because the thing is, like, if it were to get cut down, I guarantee a bunch of little of the smaller scenes between them would be cut out.
Right.
But, like, those smaller scenes just, like, helped make this stronger. I'm thinking in shapes right now, but, like, it built a stronger pyramid to get to the top, you know?
Right.
Like yeah, it had. Yeah. Like, if it were, like, a
foundation.
Yes, the foundation is there.
I got you.
Yeah.
I knew what you were getting at with the shape references.
Yep.
You're doing geometry this morning.
No, what's up?
You know, it's okay. But I also think, too, there wasn't, I had a point. Oh, no. Where'd the word go?
Where'd Gert?
What was my point? No. Oh, it was a good point. It was good, I promise.
I believe you.
Oh, it wasn't, like, rushed, like you're saying.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, there was no, like, insta love. And I think what is key there was instant attraction.
Yes.
Which is fine. But it wasn't like, oh, I can picture myself with her in the future. It was frankly, oh, yeah, I would hook up with you. Yeah.
Which, frankly, is not very lesbian of them. That's not very,
that's
you know.
That's true. But you know what? It was very realistic for how.
Who they were as people.
Yes. That and just, like, the way. Like, when you meet somebody cute for the first time, your first like, idea isn't always like, I can see us getting married. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, once you're dating that person, maybe you can start to feel that a little bit, even if it's early on. But it was the, like, oh, yeah, we have the instant attraction and there's instant respect for each other. There wasn't the, like, oh, you know how – and I know this is also a testament to queer romance specifically, but there wasn't the, like, gross, like, I don't know, cringy – way of describing each other in their heads, you know, of like, oh wow, her, you know, her ass was looking so good, I wanted to do, like, it wasn't like, it was a little bit like this, but it wasn't to the extent where it was like, oh, I get like that gross feeling now of like, oh, you don't really respect them, you just want to fuck them.
It was like both. It was both. It was like, there were times where they would like get dressed up for these events and it was like seeing her in that, like, where it was like, special event fun.
Or it was like when Charlotte meets Sutton in person for the first time, when Sutton's meeting her dad for coffee.
Oh my god.
And she can only see Sutton from behind and she's like kind of looking at her and then she's like, oh my god, I need to be professional, like, chill dude. And then she realizes it's Sutton and she's like, oh my god.
Yep. That was so good.
It was so good. Everything about this was really good. And I think, you know, also, it's kind of a far out kind of book. You know what I mean? Like, Charlotte's grandma was the first president. Like, you know, there was a lot of things in there that were kind of like, yeah, okay, right?
Yeah.
Like, whatever. All the relations. I'll play along. And then, like, Spencer's dad is also high up in government. And Spencer's mom is an author. Like, there were so many layers that were, like, normally I'd be like, I mean, okay. Right? What are the odds?
This, but this,
I don't know. It, like... worked. There was not me nitpicking the, like, plot, like, side plots in there. Yeah. Being like, I mean, that's unrealistic. Like, what the fuck? I wasn't feeling like this at all. I was just like, you know what? It's working.
It is. And I do, I also kind of like the trope of the, like, well, you're more experienced. This is so Wattpad-y, but, like, the, you're more experienced, like, teach me what you know, kind of.
And I like that instead of Charlotte being like, oh my god, I don't want to be her first time, it was more like, I feel honored that, like, and it kind of turns me on that you want me to be your first with everything like this. And so I liked that twist on it, you know what I mean? There was not the, like, oh, I have to treat you delicately. It was and there was a little, it wasn't like that though. It was like Charlotte being like, this is about Sutton,
right?
So I'm not gonna try to take my pleasure and, like, take advantage of her. And then Sutton being like, I wanted you to take advantage of me. I love Sutton. I love her so much.
And, like, the thing, oh, that's another thing, like, especially after that first time, like, there were miscommunications in times where things got distant multiple times throughout the book, which is realistic, instead of there just being this one big, like, miscommunication trope or whatever.
Yes. And
so, like, the challenges they faced and worked through were also, like, well developed and, like,
made sense,
realistic. Which, excellent.
Which, All right. Yeah, I fully agree.
We gotta wrap
this up. This was a 5 for me.
This was a 5. 5 stars. Easy. I love the game.
Give me more. Yeah, give me. I'm ready to just go through Hayley Cass's backlog.
Happy Pride Month to all.
Oh, true. All. Yes. When does this episode go out? This is the first Pride episode.
Yeah.
Lol, I am all over the place today. I literally have it in the notes on our spreadsheet. Cool.
Yeah.
Literally says Pride Month in all caps.
All caps.
Oop. Well, happy Pride. Happy Pride. This was, what a good start. I feel like this was the perfect start that we needed.
Off with a bang.
Off with a bang, literally. Lots of bangs. And and an easy 5 from both of us. I feel like more of the same. I'll take this all day long. All summer long, rather.
I think my favorite smut scene was when they in the museum.
I knew you were going to say that. That's my favorite smut scene too. That was the whole reason I told you to read this book. I was like, you like public stuff. Look at this.
Airing my dirty laundry for the podcast. Okay.
You said it on the podcast before yourself. You aired your own dirty laundry. I'm flapping it out, you know? I agree. That was also my favorite smut scene.
So good.
Okay, I think that's where we're gonna leave it for this episode. Before we part, we'd just like to thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to leave a review on whichever platform you're listening on, if applicable. If you have any further questions regarding topics discussed throughout the episode, feel free to join our Hardcoverhost Discord server via the link in the show notes, or send us an email at hardcoverhostpod@gmail.com. Feel free to recommend books to cover in future episodes as well. As always, I am Sam Cabrera-Dixon.
I'm Sammy Score's dad.
And this has been an episode of Hardcover Hoes. If you enjoyed this listening experience and you'd like to follow along with us next time, the next book on our to-be-read list is Cemetery Boys by Aidan Thomas. Until we meet again, enjoy your reading. Bye! Bye.